On a fall morning at Widener University in Harrisburg, Democrat Josh Shapiro and Republican John Rafferty are trying to make the case for why they should be elected as the Commonwealth's new Attorney General. Both tout their experience, integrity, and commitment to the office. Both list plans for their tenure. Shapiro wants to hire a diversity officer, for instance. Rafferty advocates creating more specialized units, like one for animal abuse. And again, both return to a now familiar refrain. I'm not like Kathleen Kane.
We will not tolerate the type of behavior that existed in that office under someone with only a little more experience than my opponent, who has even less experience than her.
I'm the only candidate sitting up here with the executive experience who knows how to clean up a mess and make that office work again.
I am running against Kathleen Kane in a suit.
It's now been several months since Kane's resignation, but she's still casting a long shadow on the race and on the office she left in disarray. The main headquarters for the Office of the Attorney General is in downtown Harrisburg on the upper floors of the Strawberry Square complex that houses many state workers. Inside, there's a glass wall and door that separates the executive suite from the rest of the AG employees. Chuck Ardo served as the office's press secretary under Kane and now under interim AG Bruce Beamer. He says during the final months of Kane's administration, that door became a symbol of all that was going wrong in the office.
It requires a swipe card to get in. Not only was it locked, but they were in the process of limiting the number of swipe cards that would actually open that door.
Kane wasn't accessible, according to Ardo, who was her eighth press secretary when he joined her administration in 2015. He says the lack of communication, coupled with interoffice tensions and never-ending investigations into Kane's affairs, took their toll on morale.
I left in May of 2016. The attorney general had inexplicably decided not to talk to me. And it's very difficult to be a spokesman for someone who doesn't speak.
But he says things are different now. Since the appointment of Beamer, who had been the state inspector general before taking over as AG, confidence in the office is up. Ardo is back as press secretary, and the executive suite is unlocked.
I think if you were to go out there now and yank the door, you would see that it is open and accessible.
But still, he says the upcoming election is a big one for the Commonwealth, but also for the long-suffering AG employees. First Deputy Attorney General Robert Mulley served as Executive Deputy Attorney General in the Civil Law Division under Kane. He was appointed to his current spot by Beamer. He says it's been a long road to get here.
Is there apprehension? There always is in a transition. There have been a lot, and that has, I'm sure, worn a little bit on people. But they've seen a positive outcome at the end of the road.
That positive outcome Mully's referring to is the current man in charge, Beamer. Mully and Ardo concur. The interim AG is highly respected around the office. Mully says in a lot of ways, November 8th will be bittersweet.
It would be less than candid if I didn't say that I think some people are disappointed that he's only going to be here for 4 months.
But regardless of any strides the office has made in the past months, Rafferty and Shapiro's campaign messaging still hinges on the idea of starting fresh and on the knowledge that Pennsylvanians remain wary of a Kane repeat. On paper, neither one is particularly similar to Kane, who was an assistant district attorney for Lackawanna County but had never held elected office before becoming the state's top law enforcement official. Rafferty has been a state senator since 2003 and chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. He's also worked as a prosecutor and was a deputy attorney general in the late 1980s and early 90s. The younger Shapiro served as a state representative from 2004 to 2012, when he became a Montgomery County commissioner. He also works with a Philadelphia law firm. But the two have consistently found ways to attack each other's records, with Shapiro criticizing Rafferty's sympathies to GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump.
John is captive to the special interests within his party. He is stuck on the ticket with Donald Trump and is trying to benefit from the fear-mongering that Donald Trump is doing throughout parts of Pennsylvania.
And Rafferty accusing Shapiro of running for AG as a calculated political move.
I believe that he has higher aspirations. The Office of Attorney General should not be a rental space, should not be a stepping stone.
In terms of politics, they do differ. Shapiro is pro-stricter gun laws, supports abortion rights, and has won endorsements from the likes of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and groups like Planned Parenthood. Rafferty is backed by the Pennsylvania State Troopers Association, as well as the National Rifle Association, among others. He has opposed gun background check bills and also has support from anti-abortion groups. Despite the differences, Ardo says at the end of the day, he's sure either one will do a fine job.
I don't think anybody here expects a repeat of Kathleen Kane's administration any time in the near or distant future. I think Kathleen Kane routinely listened to the wrong people. I don't think that's likely to happen again for an extended period of time.
The AG's office, he says, really just needs someone who will follow the rules and keep that executive suite unlocked. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer, WITF News at the State Capitol.